marking for you all, and then one observation from Lalisa that she gave me, and I want to reiterate. The marking is important. This is when you stand. This is when you stand, because we're doing the whole Beethoven's Ninth. If you notice, the beginning of verse 4 says movement 4. There are 3 movements. You sit there on stage. You do not fidget. You absolutely do not have conversations or check your phone. You are patiently waiting to enter. You do not stand at the very beginning of movement 4. There's no reason for that. There's a lot of music still. There's a bass solo. You will stand. You can circle this now. It's a very interesting spot. It's not quite a downbeat. Measure 208. It should say presto there at that measure.
Yes.
In the left hand of the accompaniment, you see 16th notes. Bum, 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 bum. In the right hand, you see that chord on the third beat?
Yeah.
That's where you stay. On that. For the boom, ba, 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 ba. And it's a quick stay. Your scores will be open on your laps to this moment. The entire Beethoven. You'll know from dress rehearsals in next week what that cue sounds like. It's right before the bass soloist comes in. We'll likely be standing with the bass soloist who will enter shortly after. Okay? I'm not going to practice that now, but just be ready for that next week if you can, to stand not on the downbeat of 208, the third beat, but a and then you're standing with your music for the entire work after that, okay? Alisa, you had an excellent observation. Could you stand and share that with us?
Sure. I've sung this work a few times over the years, and it's very taxing. It goes very quickly, but it is so very taxing, especially for the sopranos, but for some of the rest of you guys, too. And nowhere is it written that we have to sing every note. There may be times when you just need to get a better breath, even though there are notes there on the page. That's okay. That's okay to let your neighbors sing. Just make sure you're not taking a breath when your neighbor's taking a breath.
Yeah.
So just so you don't get yourself exhausted, nor this is, even though it's a race and you would think it's a sprint, but in many respects it's a marathon.
Yeah. That's a very, very good idea. I sung this work about 2 or 3 times. The first 2 times I sang it, I lost my voice after for a couple weeks, obviously. It was like, because it's, I was a tenor. I should not have been a tenor. God, that never happened again. But the third time I sang it, I did exactly what Alisa mentioned. I said, okay, well, there's all these tenors or basses around me. I'm just going to lay out on this part, let them do it, and then I can come in strong to support this part when they're taking the breath. So having those kind of conversations with your neighbor, like, I'll sing this part so you can breathe here, that's very common in symphonic choirs, and feel free to let those develop over the next couple of weeks. But please, especially sopranos and tenors, there is no reason to scream high A's in rehearsal, okay? You can save that for when maestro's here, you can save that for symphony time, but let's make sure we're being cognizant of our abilities. We are starting right at 2:37. Could you stand, please? 2:37. And what's maestro's tempo here? Did you mark this? Yeah, half note is 8. Half note is 8. It should be about bum, bum, bum. Okay, don't let it rush. Okay, here we go. Right at 2:37.
Deine Sonne, Deine Liebe, was die Mode strenget, alle Menschen werden rühren, sein Sanftem liege weit.
Registers, just think about more puckery. Really bringing out the diction there. Some cutoff things. And overall, it was fine. In that section where you first come in, I need a little more bounce in that. Right now, it's too boring. Everyone smile. Say, ooh.
Ooh.
I have a story.
I have a story.
That's how you can say it. Can you all try that real quick at D? Here's an E natural. It's forte, but it's exciting. Lean more towards the breathiness and excitement of it. 3 and 4. It shouldn't be, you can breathe for like a whole measure before that. And then you're in. And then you're in. Okay, and just have your mouth set up in that shape for there. Tenors and altos, when you have in the section after this, don't make it da 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 da, but da 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 da. Ku, se, ga, si, u, un, re, be. Almost in patterns of two like that. Can I hear that? Letter G. Also, shortness as well, because you kind of get that a little bit, two measures later. Here's letter, measure 313, letter G. Good. Just soprano, alto, tenor. No bass, please. And 3 and 4. On the first of those duple eighth notes each time. Ku, se, ga, si, u, so, re, fe. But you got the idea. Can we all start from letter G, please? And basses, you're just supporting all of that for tempo. Ku, se, ga, si. If you can't hear the bass in that section, it's going to fall apart. That's your tempo marking there. Here's letter G. You can stay seated for now. 375. Can we start right on... Yeah, 375. I'll be a tenor for now. Pray for me. Pray for me. 375.
Thank you.
Previous section was fine. I hate to say this, but you can be louder. I'll double your voices out, but inner part, you can let it rip in that corral section for sure. Starting right at pickup to 595. Let's make sure we get these cutoffs we worked so hard on last week. Here we go.
Oh!
I want to hear more this on that first one. Little crescendo, de crescendo. Sing it there. Here's 631. Here's your oath. Ready? Oh, not that loud. Just the hair of a crescendo. Just a splosh of crescendo. Try it again. Solo voices do it since it's so soft there. We did the fugue enough. I think we're okay on that, right? Then we jump to the post fugue. Stutz me, nem me, me ho, nem, nem. Thanks. Letter R, 7:30. Faces, we change character. We were here. With smile, very scary. And that. that for me, the brood, starting at the middle of 7:45. Brood, brood, brood. And one. Your friends will help you around. Okay? Let's go on. Where's your next entrance? There's one before 8:58, I promise you that. 7:95. Yes, yes. Allison, can we start, please, right at 7:63?
Oh,
At measure 814, the cutoff for Veit is in the new tempo. So it'll be Flügelbart. Speak that with me from Flüge, measure 813, and
Flügelbart.
Try again. So bravo on your work. This is another big change. Measure 832. Last week, when we did this mention, we did the mention in the slower tempo. Maestro does not want that. He wants the mention in the faster tempo. So it'll be all the mention. Rest. All the mention. That quick. Yeah. It's different for me too.
And then
the soloists are coming in over you in the slower tempo, so you won't be covered there. Let's just sing that one to practice now. This is measure 827. One and two and one and two and.
All the mention. All the mention.
That's all it is. All the mention. Very quick. Try it again. Same spot, 820, 7? Yep. Is there another there? One and two and one and two and.
All mention. All mention.
Just in your last all mention and one.
All mention.
Again and one.
All mention.
You make it dark and
all
mention and the one. Let's go back and try all of that, please. Okay.
Except that we have
a we're starting right at your entrance. By the way, getting your entrance at 7:95 is a matter of watching and counting. Maestro will give you a cue there, but what I don't want to see is you get the cue and you're like, Diamond Salver Bin, you got to know what's happening before that comes in. Here's 7:95, right where you come in. Super bright, that whisper tone from before is back. Here's your beat. One and two and one and go.
All the mention.
There's a wonderful movie starring Gary Oldman as Beethoven. Is that Immortal Beloved? You need to watch that. It is phenomenal. It gives such a good context on Beethoven's life. Another great movie, not this work, but it's my favorite movie of all time, Amadeus. Love Amadeus. Came out the day I was born, by the way. But that talks about Mozart's life as he was creating his last work, which is the work I will most likely be doing for our summer sing, the Mozart Requiem. So it's very interesting to think about how this work really changed a lot of music history. It gave composers new ideas. It really codified the end of a time and the beginning of a time. A big outcrop, of course, in classical and romantic music is opera. And when you think about the style of singing we're doing in this and the Verdi Requiem, it's very much operatic style. We're doing some heavy singing for the next few months. This piece, the Bocelli program, Verdi coming up in the fall, there's a lot coming up. I really, really want you all to not rest your voices too much this summer. Find ways to sing. Please find ways to practice. You're going to get practice assignments from me over the summer on the Verdi. I'm going to expect some sections to be learned. before you come back. Also, do some digging. It's great to just send the notes, but when you can learn the backstory, like Steen, for example, came to me and said, I want to learn more. And so I gave Steen a textbook, a music history textbook, and I said, learn all about, you know, Beethoven, what was happening, transition from classical to romantic. And so next week I'll be calling on you for some discussion topics, if that's okay, because you've been preparing for that. But I really want us to become a choir that does more than just sing the notes. We really need to delve into the pieces, understand why composers put the dynamics and markings that they did, because they truly matter. We are at a point with this choir where we have a very strong base of singers, and we might have a very strong audition circle cycle again. We haven't had this moment in this choir for quite a long time. I really, really want you all to come back with strong voices. I very much want you to. I want you to come back professionally sounding, quite frankly, because this is Oakland's time. When I think about where Oakland is as a city, we've lost sports teams, we've lost businesses, we've lost a lot. But Oakland Symphony, in my opinion, is winning right now. There's a lot of upward trajectory, and so I want us to continue that, and that means I'm asking more of all of you, especially those that have sung in this choir for many, many years. You know, we're aiming for a higher sound quality, a professional quality now going forward. So that dark sound, raising our soft palate, the diction, the solfège work we did, all of that is to create us into something that can really represent our city with pride, because we need it right now. Okay, Stephanie.
I'm going to put another plug-in that goes with this on the bulletin board. YouTube, the Inside the Score channel. It is a great way to learn music, to learn what a sonata is, learn how to identify tone and color in an orchestral piece. It delves deep into the meaning of Beethoven's night. In fact, all of Beethoven's symphonies, Carmina Burana, Verdi Requiem, a host of planets. It's, if you want music like theory in nice, easy, interesting animation, Inside the Score.
Check it out. It's
going to be wonderful.
And keep in mind that when Beethoven wrote, Beethoven very much wrote for voices like he would write for an oboe or a trumpet. We are not a choir in this. We are a part of the orchestra. That's why we have high A's for 30 measures. And, you know, these crazy leaps, because an oboe can do it, a clarinet can do it. Why can't a voice do it? But we're going to do it as best we can with this work. So bravo to you all. Next week, we're with Maestro. And then after that, we are in our concert week again. Sarah, is call time at the Paramount going to be 6:30 for those concert calls?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking we'll have some rehearsal time before we rehearse with Maestro. Yes.
Can I just say something?
Please.
First of all, it's a pleasure working with you.